Philip Semper, PhD surgeon care. Today's date is 02/25/2025. Correction 02/22/2025. Dictation is for Ms. Yvonne Alvarado. Alvarado spells A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Yvonne spells Y-V-O-N-N-E. Date of birth is 11/18/1969. This is a 55-year-old female here for routine examination and follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Yvonne has a history of diabetes type 2, hypertension, obesity, vitamin D deficiency, iron deficiency. Here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, it says she having some difficulties keeping her weight down. She, however, denies chest pain, shortness of breath. She reports occasional shortness of breath period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert oriented in no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 154/79, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, pulse 68. Next paragraph, HEANT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Here's some fullness in the anterior surface of her neck, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paralytical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait. There's some, like maybe one plus spitting edema bilateral period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, and 3 cranial nerve sutures, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is obesity, number 4 is vitamin D deficiency, number 5 is iron deficiency. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic today. Labs, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D levels. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Ozempic, 2/3 mL, 1 milligrams SC weekly for 90 days. Next medication, Dakara, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, metformin, 850 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next paragraph, ultrasound were done to assess patients' peripheral edema and or organ systems, considering the patient has hypertension and diabetes. Ultrasound was unremarkable. She was reassured. We discussed ultrasound findings and strongly encouraged to do the best exercise she can considering her weight and to diet, says she will, end of vacation.